Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Retire Today, Create Your Retirement Master Plan in 5 Simple Steps by Jeremy Kyle is a practical retirement planning guide for people approaching the transition from work to retirement. Kyle writes from the perspective of a retirement-focused financial advisor with CFP and CFA credentials, and the book is positioned as an accessible framework rather than a technical finance manual. Its purpose is to reduce uncertainty by organizing major retirement decisions into a structured retirement master plan. The book addresses questions that often become urgent near retirement, including how much income is needed, how to use Social Security and pensions, how to manage taxes, how to invest without overemphasizing prediction, and how to think about legacy. Its genre is personal finance, but its emphasis is specifically decumulation and retirement readiness rather than general wealth building. The central value of the book is its attempt to turn a complex, emotionally charged transition into a sequence of decisions that can be reviewed and adjusted. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, turning retirement anxiety into a measurable income plan, a major theme of Retire Today, is the shift from vague worry to measurable planning. Many retirement books discuss saving more, but Kyle focuses on the moment when accumulated savings must become reliable income. A worker can often recover from a bad market year by continuing to earn and save, while a retiree must coordinate withdrawals, benefits, taxes, and spending needs in real time. The book encourages readers to begin by estimating what retirement actually costs, rather than relying on a single account balance as proof of readiness. This includes separating essential expenses from discretionary spending and recognizing that retirement is not one uniform period. Early retirement, later health needs, travel plans, housing decisions, and inflation can all affect the income target. The reasoning behind this approach is practical. A clear income requirement becomes the foundation for every other decision. Without it, Social Security timing, investment risk, pension choices, and tax strategy cannot be evaluated properly. Kyle presents planning as a puzzle in which the pieces must fit together, not as a search for one perfect number. Secondly, coordinating Social Security and pension choices before claiming. The book gives attention to Social Security and pension decisions because they are among the most consequential and often irreversible choices retirees make. Kyle frames these income sources as planning tools that must be coordinated with household needs, longevity expectations, survivor considerations, and other assets. The practical issue is that claiming early can provide immediate cash flow, but may reduce long-term or survivor benefits. While delaying can increase guaranteed income, but requires another source of spending money in the meantime. Pension decisions involve similar trade-offs, especially when choosing between single life payments, joint survivor options, or lump sum alternatives when available. Retire Today does not appear to promote a universal answer, which is appropriate because benefit timing depends heavily on personal circumstances. Instead, it emphasizes the need to compare choices within a complete plan. The concrete reasoning is that these benefits can function as a retirement paycheck and may reduce pressure on investment accounts. When integrated carefully, guaranteed or semi-guaranteed income can improve spending confidence, reduce sequence risk, and help retirees avoid making decisions based only on market volatility or short-term fear. Thirdly, using lifetime tax planning instead of annual tax minimization, Kyle highlights taxes as a retirement planning issue that extends beyond filing a yearly return. This is important because retirees often hold money in different account types, including taxable accounts, tax-deferred retirement plans, and tax-free or partially tax-advantaged accounts. The order in which these assets are used can affect lifetime taxes, Medicare-related costs, Social Security taxation, and the amount left to heirs. Retire Today appears to encourage readers to think in terms of long-term tax brackets and future required withdrawals, rather than simply minimizing taxes in the current year. That distinction can change behavior. A retiree who avoids withdrawals from tax-deferred accounts for too long may face larger required distributions later. Another retiree may benefit from using lower income years to reposition assets or manage taxable income more deliberately. The book treats tax planning as part of the retirement income design, not as an isolated technical exercise. Its reasoning is that every dollar withdrawn has both spending value and tax consequences. Good planning, therefore, requires looking across multiple years, not just reacting after taxable income has already been created. Fourthly, investing by controlling risk, costs, allocation, and behavior, Retire Today addresses investing from the standpoint of control. Rather than presenting retirement investing as an exercise in forecasting markets, Kyle emphasizes factors retirees can influence, such as asset allocation, diversification, withdrawal strategy, costs, and emotional discipline. This is a useful distinction for readers close to retirement because market prediction becomes especially tempting when paychecks are about to stop. A retiree may feel pressure to become either overly conservative to avoid losses or overly aggressive to compensate for uncertainty. Both reactions can weaken a plan. A portfolio that is too cautious may not keep pace with inflation, while one that is too risky may force withdrawals after steep declines. The book positions investing as one component of a broader retirement system, meaning the portfolio should support the income plan rather than operate as a separate performance contest. The concrete reasoning is that retirees need assets aligned with time horizon and spending purpose. Money needed soon may require stability, while money intended for later years or legacy may accept more volatility. This makes investment design a planning decision rather than a search for the highest possible return. Lastly, building legacy goals into the retirement master plan, the book includes legacy as part of retirement planning, which broadens the discussion beyond personal spending. Legacy can include money left to family, charitable giving, values-based decisions, or simply the desire to avoid leaving financial confusion behind. This theme matters because retirement planning often concentrates on whether assets will last. But many retirees also care about how unused assets will transfer and whether their decisions reflect family priorities. Keel treats legacy as a planning category that should be considered alongside income, taxes, and investments. That integration is important because legacy goals can influence current choices. For example, a person who prioritizes heirs may think differently about Roth assets, beneficiary designations, life insurance, gifting, or investment time horizon than someone whose primary goal is maximizing current lifestyle. The book does not need to be an estate law manual to make this point useful. Its contribution is to remind readers that retirement decisions have consequences beyond the retiree. A meaningful plan should clarify not only how money will be spent during retirement, but also what role remaining assets should play after retirement needs have been met. In conclusion, Retire Today is best suited for readers who are nearing retirement, have accumulated meaningful savings, and want a clearer decision framework before leaving full-time work. It will be especially useful for people who feel that retirement advice is fragmented across separate topics such as Social Security, taxes, investments, and estate planning. The practical benefit is organization. By placing these topics inside a retirement master plan, the book helps readers see how one choice can affect another, such as how benefit timing changes withdrawal needs, or how tax strategy affects long-term income. The intellectual benefit is a more accurate understanding of retirement as a coordinated decumulation problem, rather than a simple savings milestone. Compared with many personal finance books, its distinctive emphasis is not broad inspiration or early career wealth accumulation. It is focused on the transition point when the question changes from how to build assets to how to use them wisely. It also stands out by presenting technical issues in a relatively accessible way, aiming to be a reference for decisions rather than a dense professional manual. Readers who want highly specialized legal, tax, or investment instructions will still need professional advice. But those seeking a practical map of the major retirement decisions will find the book well-positioned within the retirement planning category. If you would like to support Jeremy Keel, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.